Good morning. Good morning, DLC, and welcome to our Discover Life Jumpstart Prayer Call. My name is Shalia Williams, and I lead our outreach ministry at Discover Life, and I'm just so happy and thankful that you all joined our call today. As you know, this is our Jumpstart Prayer Call hosted by Discover Life Church, where we're led by our awesome pastors, Pastor Roy and Crystal Barrett. And I just want to first thank you all for making the sacrifice this morning and pressing your way to join our prayer call so that we can seek God as a body and receive some encouragement that he wants us to have today. So thank you all for joining. And if you've been joining us all week, then you will know that this is day 5 of our From Normal to New body consecration. So we're undergoing a fast right now and participating as a body, as a part of our From Normal to New series, really just seeking God, increasing our expectation, and truly believing God to do what he is famous for in our lives. This has been a wonderful week of just pressing in and praying and listening to worship and really just increasing our expectations, because it is only God that can shift us from normal to new. And what's so fascinating just about the idea of normal to new is that I know we can think about it now within COVID. We're all in some sort of new normal, but what's interesting about the newness of a thing, after a while, it becomes normal. And then we need to tap back into refreshing ourselves and making it new again. So I'm just thankful to have our leaders to really drive us through this transition from normal to new, because I'm sure it's not the first time that we'll have to make that transition, and it won't be the last. And so it's just been an awesome time worshiping and pressing in and praying with as a body. And so we want to continue in pressing there and thinking about areas that we want God to shift us and bring newness into our lives. So our focus for today is around new buildings. And as I think about new buildings, I think about the physical buildings, but also our spiritual buildings. And the building in itself is spiritually is to unify people, to gather and to grow in Christ. And so I want you to just think about that as we begin our prayer, begin to set our hearts in expectation of what God wants us to hear today. So join me in for a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us and the grace that allowed us to see this day, God. Dear Lord, as we hear your word, God, dear Lord, set our hearts and our minds open to hear fresh word from you today. Allow me to decrease so that everyone on this line can hear directly from you, God. Open up our minds and our hearts, God, and we thank you for joining in and leading us and saturating this call. We thank you and we honor you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. So when I thought about buildings and new buildings, I first, you know, thought about myself of how, you know, just a couple of years ago, I was looking for a new building. I was interested in purchasing my first home, and just to start to think about what made me desire that. And, you know, I wanted, you know, more space. I was living in a small condo with a roommate. I also just wanted to just increase, and it was new for many people in my immediate family to purchase a home. And so I began to prepare for that. And there were a lot of things that I had to do in order to receive that. And as God began to lead me through scripture, in preparation for this call, it reminded me of the temple. And you know, the temple is in the Bible. Was mainly about a building for God's presence. And I think as I was studying, I was reminded in the Old Testament, you know,
they will build a temple in order to praise God and offer sacrifices and hear from him. And it reminded me of the things that I had to do in preparation of buying a home or a new building. So it translated into the work and the effort and the manual labor that had to go into building a temple in the Old Testament in order to praise God, in order to hear from God, in order to offer sacrifices. But as I kept reading, God brought me to the New Testament, and that is where I want to lead us today, and it'll be the basis of our prayer today. So if you will turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'll give you just a quick moment to do that. 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verses 4 through 10. And as you turn there, just really think about what it means to not only have a temple, to not to only have and seek and pray for new buildings and new places to physically go and worship. What does it mean to be that? Because if you look back over almost a year now, we haven't had a lot of options to go to physically. I mean, I'm talking beyond places of worship, because of COVID and the place that we're in as a country right now, that has truly limited our access, and freedom to be able to go to stores and to be able to go out, to go eat, to just physically enjoy one another in different spaces. So think about what does it mean to actually be the temple, and how have you been forced to change that because of the limited physical options that we've had this year. So 1 Peter 2, verses 4 through 10, it says, as you come to him, the living stone, and I'm reading from the NIV version, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, the stone is precious, but to those of you who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Thank you, Lord. And that is the good news of the New Testament. Now we have access to God. It is God's Spirit that resides in us. And so as I was reading, there are actually three commands that I grabbed from this scripture, but in the last 5 minutes of preparation, God only brought me to one. And so when you think about our increase in our expectation for new buildings, but also being the building, increase in our spiritual building, how does that happen? And it goes from the beginning. As you come to him. The word says, as you come to him, you are being built into a spiritual house. And this is the good news. This is the good news of our loving Father, that we have the chance to play an active role in receiving the blessings that God wants to give us. And we do that by coming to him. We do that by believing God. As you come to him, you are being built. As you come to him, your faith is being built. As you come to him, your expectation is being built. As you come to him, He will give you strategy. As you come to him, he will order your steps. As you come to him, you will receive protection. You will receive provision. As you come to him, you will begin to trust him more and more. As you come to him, you are being built. The very house, the very building, the very physical temple that we have desired in order to unify Christ, unify people, to grow in Christ, to believe Christ, God is trying to build us even more as that temple. He is trying to equip us that as we pray and believe God for a new building for Discover Life, he wants us to be equipped to be the temple so that we can be where his spirit resides, to bring people who are around us into his presence. Think about it. Just because COVID has allowed us to stop engaging doesn't mean that we are still called to be the light. So I think about, what does that mean for us this morning? God wants us to come to him so that we can receive the light, so that we can draw near to him, so that others, as they engage with us, as they email us, as they see us on our virtual calls today, they will see the light of God. And because of the interactions with his believers, they'll have hope again. They'll be inspired again to believe yet another day. They'll be encouraged again because they actually came to a temple. And think about that call as believers right now in this season of COVID, where many non-believers who were maybe even on the fence of wanting to get connected with church are currently discouraged because they can't even go to a physical building. They have so many options online and they don't know who to tune into. The reminder today, this morning, is that we are the temple. So that as we pray and ask God to increase the new physical buildings in our lives, whether that's a new home, whether that's a new physical church building, whether just that's a new workplace, God, as you do that, we already trust and know and believe that it is already done. So our desire and our call to action right now is to be that temple, be that building. And we have to allow God to show us ways to develop habits in our lives right now so that we can be the temple that he needs us to be, so that we can live our lives like he desired for us. So, God, we thank you for this message and reminder today. Hallelujah. God, thank you for this fresh word and this reminder, oh God, of the access that we have to you, God. No longer do we have to physically only build, wait till the ark is built. But God, because of the death of your son on the cross, today we have personal access to your presence everywhere and at every time. So I thank you, oh God, for everyone that is on this call today, God. For inside of them, your spirit resides, God. And that is power and that is access, God. You've given us access to play an active role. An active role, God, in receiving the blessings that you've already designed and destined for our lives, oh God. So, God, equip us, oh Lord. Equip us to be the temple, God. As we engage today in our very forms of interactions, on phone calls, on video calls, with those in our homes, oh God. Dear God, allow us to demonstrate that we are the temple, God. Dear God, allow us to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, so that everyone that we encounter, Jesus, oh God, will see your face and feel your presence. Because a temple is just a building that is all about enjoying your presence, God. So we want to enjoy your presence. Your word says, as we come to you, we are being built into a spiritual house. So my prayer today, God, is that we will continue to draw near to you daily, oh God, so that we can continue, Lord. We can continue to be built, oh God, to be a holy priesthood, to offer sacrifices, to declare your praises and to receive your mercies, O God. So thank you for this fresh word today, O God. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who joined the call this morning, God. And we are believing you, O God, to transition us from normal to new, O God. And we praise you in advance, O God, for the testimonies and the miracles that are going to come as a result of this fast and as a result of you doing what you are famous for, Jesus. So we honor you today and we love you, God. And we fill this with just an increase of expectation, God, and an expectation of a faith, God, that you are going to do what you are famous for in our lives, God. We honor you, Lord, and we love you on today. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that you are due. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining this call today. And we just want you to continue to press in. Continue to join us on our fast. Today from 5 a.m. to 3:20 p.m. And as we conclude that fast, I want you to join the DLC Facebook page where our pastor will be going live as we close out today's fast with a word of prayer and a time for us to share praise reports and insight as to what God has been dropping into our spirit during the call, during the fast. And share those so that they can encourage others. And we're thanking you, and we're excited to hear how God is moving into your lives. And last but not least, if you want to learn more about DLC, if you want to submit a praise report or even just reach out to someone in our community, visit discoverlifega.org, and we'll be happy to connect with you. And we hope to see you tomorrow on the same prayer call, same time, and also on Sunday at 10:30 to join our church service online. Have a good day. Be blessed and continue to come to Christ because you are being built into a spiritual house. Amen.